Now, Katie Biggins, you were at Westlife last night, but you were not the texter that got in touch with this programme.
No, I wasn't.
Tell me the story.
I was actually at work in Ballintober, and my mom was texting in the lyrics. She had to guess the song.
Yeah.
And then I got a phone call. I was actually serving a customer at the time, and I answered, and she told me that she wanted me 2 Westlife tickets.
And were you a Westlife fan?
Yes, I love Westlife.
What was last night like? Give us a good description of atmosphere and all that.
It was actually like electric. It was so good. Like the whole show, they put on a huge show. It wasn't just a concert. Like the fireworks and their outfit changes. It was unbelievable. It really was.
And what was a standout one for you?
The Flying Without Wings, when they came back on, they were short. They made everyone turn on their flashlights on their phones, and the whole of Crow Park, it was lit up.
And that will be the kind of the most important moment for you.
Yeah, it really was. It was so special. I think everyone had tears in their eyes at some stage last night.
Tears in their eyes.
Yeah.
I hope they were tears of joy.
Yes, definitely. Even the Westlife themselves, they said they cried for a song. So.
Now, tell me this much. How did you become... you're 19 now, is that correct?
Yeah.
How did you become a Westlife fan? What age were you and how did it happen?
I'd say I was like 10 or 11 and my neighbour is Cora Staunton and...
Tell people who Cora Staunton is.
She is a ladies Gaelic footballer for Mayo and she's in Australia at the moment.
Right.
And she used to babysit us, whenever we were in the car, all we'd listen to was Westlife. So that's how I became a fan.
It got in on your blood.
Yes, definitely.
Right. Now, there was talk of something special, something other that was special that might occur. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, it was Shane Filan's 40th birthday on the Thursday, the day before the concert. So all the Westlife children, let's say all their children, came out and they had a cake for Shane. So it was lovely and we all sang happy birthday.
Oh, that sounds very, very good.
Yeah, it was.
Who did you bring with you?
My neighbour, Owen Hughes.
Right.
Another Westlife fan.
Another Westlife fan. And what you do, up on the train?
Yeah, we came up yesterday on the train and we're actually heading down now shortly.
You're heading back?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was very good. Where were you within Croke Park, so to speak?
We are actually right at the front barrier, just behind the gold circles, right in the middle. So we had a good view of them.
Right.
So, yeah.
And the sound?
It was so good. It was very good now. We could hear everything very clearly. Oh. And when they were talking themselves, we could hear it from their side.
That's great. Now, they've a new album coming out in September. Will you be a purchaser?
Yes, I've 2 pre-ordered already.
Right. Okay. This was your first time to see them live, I gather.
Yes, it was. I have been waiting a while.
And tell me, just in terms of the age profile, that was there last night, what was the kind of common age profile?
It was mainly like middle-aged, but there was a good mixture. I think there was 2 women in like their 60s or 70s standing beside us, having their time of their life. So it was a good mix.
Oh, right. Okay, well, listen, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
There's another one on tonight, and I gather it's being transmitted in cinemas as well, which sounds like a great idea. So anyway, we leave it there for the moment, Katie. That was Katie Biggins, and she won our tickets to Westlife and looks like she had a pretty good time. We'll take a break.